Well, well, well. Look who's waking up and raring to go. Mr. and Ms. Woke. We so-called woke people have been the target of far-right politicos and front groups that are frantically trying to ban us and our ideas from America's political discourse. In the past few years, such thuggish gubernatorial demagogues as Ron DeSantis have perverted the power of big government to attack teachers, librarians, public agencies, and even beer. Beer! Why? Because such people and organizations make educational efforts to reduce bigotry, hatred, and exclusiveness in our society. That's woke, screeched the ultra-rightists, demanding that any talk about racism, sexism, gender discrimination, or other ugly realities in America must be suppressed. Like the witch hunters of old, today's pious Puritans of ideological conformity have demonized such basic values as diversity and equity, calling them toxic. DeSantis outlawed any teaching of them in Florida universities, and then he cut sociology from the core curriculum of the state's educational system, essentially cutting out us, the study of humanity. If ignorance is bliss, the DeSantis clique must be ecstatic, for they are eliminating crucial lessons in the art of tolerance, community, sharing, collaboration, and getting along together. You can have a society that works for the benefit of all, or a DeSantis world, where the few rule and everyone else is forced to conform. This is Jim Hightower saying, but wait, the great majority of Americans are rebelling and saying, we are woke. Even Republicans flatly rejected DeSantis's presidential campaign that promised to Floridize America with anti-woke nonsense. And a recent poll found that 70% of Americans, including half of Republicans, say our country needs to do more to increase social justice. The Hightower Radio Lowdown is made possible by you subscribers to Jim Hightower's Lowdown on Substack. Find us at jimhightower.substack.com.